August 3rd, 2022 was a day that changed my life forever. At that point, I had been mountain biking for about 2 years. That day, I did not have a lot of work, so I went out by myself to a local trail to ride. Halfway through the ride, I stopped and prayed for about 5 to 10 minutes. It was amazingly peaceful prayer. Little did I know that less than 5 minutes later, I would have the accident that would change everything. I broke my neck and laid there nearly paralyzed for about 30 minutes. Finally, someone found me and they called my family. Everything, as you can see, turned out okay, but I want to tell you the real reason why. A few weeks later, I don't even remember how I got there. I was at the house of this lady with my wife. Her son had been a priest who had only lived for 2 years. He died of a rare form of cancer. And he had died the previous year. He had served at the local parish where I tend to go. As we were there, we were talking and getting to know her and his story, and I asked for a relic. She gave me 3 things. She gave me one of his t-shirts and 2 scapulars, including a green one. Here they are. That was the green scapular that I wore for the next 3 months, and I would pray the daily prayer, Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Last night, I went to go watch a 1-hour documentary on his life. He was the type of priest that not only wanted to know God's will and do God's will, but above all, to love God's will. That's the title of the documentary. In the documentary, they showcased his life. He was an absolutely amazing and inspiring young man. One of the things that he loved to do was mountain biking. As soon as I saw that, it really clicked in my mind that he and his prayers are the reason why I am 99% healed, unlike many people that have this type of accident. I also felt that in my heart, he wants to help me in my purgatory mission. So he is going to be one of my new intercessors. He has already begun appearing to various people in their dreams. In fact, at the end of the documentary, one of them said this. So he had started a novena to the Divine Mercy, including chaplets. And in the dream, he appeared to her and gave her a chaplet of Divine Mercy. And then she saw a long line of people all dressed in gray. And he said, I want you to pray for them. They are the souls in purgatory. When I was at their house, somehow we got on the conversation of purgatory and heaven. She said that her son appeared to her in a dream and said that he was in heaven already. She asked him if he had to go to purgatory, and he said yes for 1 week. June 21st is also my little sister's birthday. June 20th is my little brother and my birthday. On that year, June 21st was a Monday. Presumably, he was wearing his scapular, and that Saturday, in biblical terms, 1 week later, he was released from purgatory through the intercession of the Blessed Mother. That's at least how I would understand it. When I saw that documentary and all of the things that he did in his life and the way that he impacted other people, I thought to myself, this guy is a saint. He is truly amazing, and he is the type of saint that we in our country need right now. If you go to this website right here, you can request for this documentary to be shown in your local theater. Here in the Houston area, what they do is they rent out the theater and then they advertise it through the website so that other people can get to know his life. He is a type of saint that God wants to use to change your life and mine. If he can heal my broken neck, he can do anything for you. He was so conformed to Christ during this life. He had a 3-year ministry if you include his diaconate year. He suffered patiently and never complained. He heard people's confessions even when he was on an oxygen tank. And his homilies were absolutely beautiful. I had the privilege of attending several of his masses. If you want to learn more about him, here is the trailer.